Okay, Mr. Brodsky.
Ed.
Okay, Ed. You want to tell me exactly what happened?
Well, I had just got done taping my grand opening banner over the window, and I was starting to blow up some balloons, when this guy walks into my shop and he asks me if I'm open for business yet.
Right.
Well, anyway, I said, yeah, in fact, you're my very first customer. So he says, great. And then before I even had a chance to offer him a complimentary spoon, he takes out this gun and he cleans out my register and he takes my wallet.
I see. Is there anything else?
Call me a moron. Laughed right in my face. And he said my store was stupid.
That would be Ed's House of Mugs, right?
Personalized mugs.
Mm-hmm.
Say, could I have one built for you?
You know, I always get you people.
Well, boys.
All right.
Working on the quarterly crime statistics?
No, it's a magazine.
Really?
Yeah, they grabbed a guy who is carving people up and then mailing them in sections to Rotary clubs all around the country.
It must have cost him a fortune in postage.
Here's a picture of some of his packages.
Ugh.
I don't know what's going on with people, Barn. I mean, I understand crime. But this kind of disgusting thing is becoming as common as dirt. And then they're printing it in magazines just like this one. So that some other lunatic can read it and get some more new ideas.
And what the hell are you reading it for?
I don't know. It's interesting.
Why don't you get to work on the crime statistics, huh?
Yeah.
Oops. Magazine.
This is yours?
Yeah, I left it in the WC. I'm gonna write a book about this guy.
Is that a particularly gruesome subject?
Well, I mean, it depends upon how you handle the overall thesis. You know, Barn, unraveling a killer's mind. Taking a psychological look at the society that breeds that kind of hostility and malevolence, played against the backdrop of a city gripped in fear? I mean, Barn, properly developed, the butchery becomes an almost incidental garnish. You see my point?
Oh, absolutely.
Anyway, Barn, Bates Publishing bought the rights to the story, and my agent has already sold him on the fact that I'm just the guy to whip it into a paperback.
Well, congratulations.
Of course, deal hasn't been finalized yet.
Oh.
It'll probably happen today. Over lunch?
I take it you have a meeting?
It's just the publishers winging in from Newark. And I'm only going to need an extra half hour or so, if that's okay with you.
A half hour.
Thanks, Bart.
Please calm down.
Yes, can I help you?
Yes, we need protection.
Oh?
There's a man out there who wants to kill us. He's a maniac. He wants to kill us both.
Uh-huh.
Have we come at a bad time?
Thank you.
you're Mrs. Bachman. I'm Captain Miller.
A pleasure.
How do you do?
Please, Sergeant Dietrich tells me someone's been threatening you.
He called early this morning. He said he wouldn't rest until he could snap my neck with his bare hands and violate my wife.
He sounded very sincere.
Miriam, please, he mentioned something about his lottery ticket.
What lottery ticket?
The one he bought in my grocery store last week. He said it should have won $10,000 and that it's my fault that it didn't. And then he went on to say that he was going to...
Why would he say that?
Well, I don't...
Ira...
I forgot to send it in.
Oh.
I found it in the cash register, clipped onto a pile of food stamps.
You, told Mr. Yeager about this oversight?
He doesn't want to know from oversights. He watched the drawings on TV on Saturday, saw his number come up, and now he says I'm dead meat.
Well, I should say so.
Umojo, pick up Yeager.
The address is on the ticket. Right under the winning number.
That's it, Miriam. Keep punching.
All right, Mr. Bachman, want to have a seat? Two of you just relax. We'll see what we can do.
You're very kind. Delicatessen wasn't exciting enough for you. You had to open a casino.
Every merchant on the block sells lottery tickets.
I'm a merchant.
All right, gentlemen, please, don't get up. Rank is a mockery and seniority is a curse.
Who the hell is everybody?
They're away on business.
Oh, Inspector.
Money.
What a surprise.
I guess so. Where's all the troops?
On maneuvers.
That's a good one.
A minute there, I almost took my mind off this.
What's the matter?
Hmm?
Oh, no big deal, Barney. Just an official notification that as of 25 May of our Lord, 1982, in accordance with the official policies of the NYPD, Inspector Frank D. Luger will cease to exist.
Retirement.
Exactly, Barney.
My office, Inspector?
Yeah, well, as long as I'm still here. So, as you can imagine, Barney, I've been given these last lonely impending days of mine a good deal of thought.
I can imagine.
Sure. Picturing myself, you know, same time next year. It's not some lousy park bench. Pigeons flying around, pecking up my hat. Snotty little kids running around, spitting at me.
Inspector, I
wake up screaming.
Inspector, that's crazy.
Huh?
Come on, you're a relatively young man. You're in good physical condition, financially independent. Most people facing retirement would envy a man in your position.
But Barney, most people facing retirement, they got, you know, somebody else facing it with them. Well, me, I got nobody. I mean, after all, you know, old Forster, Kleiner, Brownie, right now they're nothing but worm mush. And you'll be stuck in this lousy little office for another 20 years or so. Fish never returns my phone calls. So I've been considering all the options, Barney, and I figured it maybe right now is as good a time as any for the old inspector to, you know, tie the knot.
You're kidding.
No. I mean, why should I spend these last few miserable years all by myself? I want to share them with somebody. Here. Take a gander at this one.
Lotus Blossom Quarterly? Complete up-to-date photo listings of eligible Asian women wishing to meet eligible American men?
Yeah, I thought maybe we'd start out with Malaysia.
Ken Miller? Woodrow Horowitz?
Would you hoe it? Nothing for you folks.
Yes, Leavitt.
Sir, your mail.
Oh, thank you. Anything else?
You don't mind my saying so, sir. You're looking very preppy today.
We're back.
What happened?
Well, we found Jaeger's apartment, but he wasn't there. Place is a real dump. That guy must be starving to death.
Ask the super where he was working. Said he hasn't had a job for 8 months.
Ira.
Miriam!
So what happens now, Captain?
Well, we'll get a physical description from the two of you. We'll circulate it. In the meantime, I'll have the...
Barnes, call from dispatch. The alarm just went off at a delicatessen on Bleecker and 19th.
That's our store!
Ira, that's our
just
store!
Take it easy.
Well, I guess that's lunch.
Oh, right. Wojo, Dietrich.
Hey, I found him. I found the guy who robbed me.
Excuse me a moment. Are you certain of that, Mr. Brodsky?
Yes, positive.
Harris?
Yes?
We got a positive ID from Mr. Brodsky. Why don't you check it out?
But Barney, I've got to go to a meeting.
This is your case.
Sir, I'm available. I can go.
Or Dietrich and I can split up.
What is this? Get out of here. You got a call. You too. Take Leavitt.
Barney, people from New Jersey are expected.
Well, look at us. For 2 years, I've put up with cocktail parties, autograph sessions, late lunches, and it's not going to happen again. Understood?
Does this mean I can't go?
Right.
Fine. Leavitt? Leavitt.
I think it was him.
Oh, Inspector. Sorry I took so long. I was kind of hectic out there.
Sure. That's okay, Barney. I've just been sitting here alone in your office as usual. But I do think I narrowed this down a little bit, Barney.
Inspector, that's not gonna work.
Why not?
At best, marriage is a tough proposition.
Oh, I know that, Barney.
And these ladies are total strangers from an alien culture halfway around the world.
But nobody in this country likes me, Barney.
That's not true. I mean, what about that cashier from Bensonhurst, Grace? You two seem to have hit it off pretty good. And, you were engaged to Agnes.
Agnes left me, Barney.
Oh.
It says I wasn't physical enough for her. Ran away with her hairdresser.
Come on, you want to get in there?
Yeah, I want to get in there. I also want to see him dead. I also want to see his body dragged through the streets.
Take it easy.
Take it this is Mr. Jaeger.
Why, do I sound like a sore loser?
Barely, the back door was smashed in, and Mr. Jaeger was loading up some boxes with imported cold cuts.
The register was empty. I had to take something.
You know you got a raw deal, Mr. Jaeger, and I know the Bachmans feel very bad about it, but that doesn't...
They feel bad. Who the hell cares?
All right.
You know, every week for the last 5 years, I've been buying one ticket, two tickets, whatever I could afford. And I'd always play the same numbers. The zip code of Mom's sanitarium in Plattsburgh.
Oh, God.
You see, I always dreamed that one day I'd hit it big. And then I'd be able to get her out of that snake pit. And send her down to Florida to one of those plush retirement villages, you know, with bingo and shuffleboard and TV. I guess I'll have to call her up. Tell her to unpack. Plattsburgh is the end of the line. If it's the last thing I do, I'll get you, Ira.
In the cage.
I'll kill you, Ira. You too, Miriam.
Hey,
You know, I was doing a Chamber of Commerce a big favor.
Save it for the lunch.
This is Anthony Schappa, Captain. He robbed Mr. Brodsky's store.
I was right.
So we found him sitting in his apartment cleaning this and watching TV.
Yeah, you know, they just busted right in. Right in the middle of the Wall Street week. Hey, that Rukeyser, he kills me.
I'll see to it that gets into your report. Levitt.
Oh, I'll take it, Captain. My case. Hey, come on, over here.
Oh, Barney, I was on the horn downstairs. I called up my old red-headed cashier from Bensonhurst.
Oh, yeah?
Dead. Oh. How about you, Bon? Any luck? Did you pick me out an alien I can sink my teeth into?
Inspector, you can't make a choice like this from a grainy photograph in a magazine.
That's how I got these shoes.
Look, if you're really serious about going this route, well, letters have to be written, contacts have to be made.
Well, you do whatever you have to do, Bart.
Whoa, wait a minute. No, not me. I don't have the time.
Oh. Okay, Bart. I'll just give it the old eeny, meeny, miny, mo treatment. Hope I don't wind up with some Viet Cong broad that's gonna slit my throat on my honeymoon for my insurance.
I'll write the letters.
If you really want to.
I want to.
I really appreciate it, Warren.
Okay.
Bless you. Oh, and listen, Barney, just sign him Frankie, huh? And send me a couple of copies.
Excuse me. Would it be possible to speak to Mr. Yeager privately?
Don't get too near the cage. Because he really hates you.
Mr. Yeager.
Get away from me.
Mr. Yeager, please. We want to make things right.
I got nothing to say to you.
You could at least listen to a person.
You don't have $10,000, but we have managed to save a little here, a little there.
Forget it. Beat it.
Please, Mr. Yeager. We want you to take your mother out of Plattsburgh and put her in Miami. At least for the winter.
What, are you kidding me?
I wish we could do more.
You people know I wanted to kill you. I robbed your shop.
You were just upset, Mr. Yeager.
And I was rude on the phone.
Never mind, it's settled. Ira, write the man a check.
No, I can't take your money.
Why not?
Because you people just made a mistake. Anybody can make a mistake. And you're being so nice. And I can forget about your cold cuts, you know? When I couldn't eat, I stepped on.
Thanks for mowing.
I can't.
Gordon, we suffered enough.
I could never live with myself, Ira.
It'll be easier than living with Miriam. Have some consideration, huh? Take the money.
Okay. But only for Mom.
We appreciate it.
A wonderful son.
Captain,
Come in, Harris.
I finished processing Chapa. I'm going to run him over to the tombs, and then I'm going to go on home from there.
Hold it. Why don't we get Wojo to do that? Maybe we can...
talk? Good night.
You guys kiss and make up?
What do you want?
Bachman's want to drop charges against Yeager. Should I cut him loose?
I take it they worked it out?
Yeah, they bought him off.
All right, let him go.
It's after six. Aren't you going to check out?
I think I'm going to be here for a while.
Title is?
Good night, Dietrich. Dear May Noi Lo. Compassion. I really needed it.
If you like a show and know it, that's being a fan. All the best episodes all weekend long? That's Fandemonium. Every weekend only on TV Land. Always one thing on.